Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 195th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guest today is Domingos Mambo, a young man who came to Maine from Angola in 2015. He attended Portland High School for 3 years and is now working while studying business management at Southern Maine Community College. Thank you for joining me on New Mainers Speak today, Mambo.
Hello, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. You are from a big family. You have two parents, five brothers, and a sister, and it must have felt so strange to you to be here in America all alone and so quiet. How did you overcome that situation of loneliness?
I mean, in the beginning, it wasn't easy. I was feeling lonely by being here by myself with no family. I didn't have anybody. But when I started going to Poland High School, that was where I met a lot of people from my country and other countries. So I started making friends, and those people that helped me to overcome all this situation.
Yeah, and you made friends probably in the lunchroom, but I bet you made friends on the soccer field too.
Yeah.
Your native language, soccer.
Yeah, of course I am.
That's cool. Were there particular people that helped you along the way?
Yeah. Like my teachers, my principal, Miss Wyke, she really helped me a lot. Especially I had an English teacher who teaches in Poland High School, Mr. Henry. He's from Jamaican. He's the one, he helped me a lot. He used to motivate me every single day.
How did he do that? What would he say that was motivation for you?
Like, for me, the word, I used to see the word by the end. I was like, my life will end up where I am. I didn't know that. I have a lot more to do, a lot more opportunity. And he's the one who used to motivate me, like, Mambo, you can do it. You can make it happen. Every time I tell him, like, I cannot do it. I used to tell him, you're more smart than me, but he told me, no. You're the one who's more smart because you speak a lot of language. You speak more than 4 languages. And that's not easy.
That's right. If you can do that, look what else you might be able to do.
Yeah.
He was smart to see you and see your potential. And now you're studying business at Southern Maine Community College and working in the seafood industry, packing Maine lobsters bound for China into boxes. I think that's such interesting work. So can you tell us what an average day might look like for you? What time do you get up? What kind of times are your classes? And, when do you eat, sleep? Tell us about your life.
My life is really, really busy. Like,
welcome to America.
Yeah, it is what it is. So we don't have a specific time to go to work. They can test me like, oh, we got work tomorrow 2 a.m., 3 a.m., sometime 2:30, 2:15. So
your work time changes.
Yeah, it changes every single day.
As needed.
Just got to figure out what time to sleep.
Well, it's pretty early to wake up and start your day. 2 in the morning?
I would say 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to work 1 a.m. If it is on Tuesday or Thursday, I have to go to work 1 a.m., get out 8 o'clock, go home, check shower, go to school because I start school 9:30. until 4:15.
Wow, you're in school all day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then what? What do you do with all your free time after 4:30?
I don't think I have free time. After that, I go home and sleep straight up. I go to sleep. Anytime that I wake up, I eat my dinner. I use my phone for a little bit. I check out the time for the work the next day. Then I go to bed again.
Wow.
My life is really busy.
You're a hardworking person.
Yeah.
And you go to school to study and make a different future for yourself. I bet you're hoping to not have to do school and work together forever.
No.
Yeah. What would you like to be able to do with your business background?
I was thinking about creating like creating something that's gonna help me to make money to pay the school. Not just being I don't want to work for someone for my whole life. I want to create my own business so I can be independent and I cannot make it happen right now because it is a little bit difficult.
Well, right now, you're trying to do several things. So yeah. Running a business might be tricky too. But yeah. One day you'll be your own boss and maybe you'll even have employees.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I can see that. And then you're learning how while you're at SMCC. I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
You speak Portuguese, Lingala, French, and...
English.
Oh, yes, English.
Yeah, so yeah. I understand a little bit of Spanish because it's similar with Portuguese.
Yes, very similar.
Yeah.
Does that make it easier when you're learning English, having all those languages to draw from?
Yeah, the kind of, like French, yeah, it's kind of. Because there's some words, they look the same in English and Portuguese, so yeah.
Yeah. And then... Are there things that we say in English that surprise or humor you? Do you think we have any funny expressions, or every time you hear it, you can't believe we use those words?
I say the F.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of cussing.
The F word. Yeah.
Yeah. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Because people in Angola don't do a lot of cussing.
Not a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're talking to the old people, mm-hmm. Yeah, you cannot mention that word.
Yeah, it's used much more casually here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially, I think, in young circles. What language do you dream in? Are you aware?
I mean, now I just want to learn English.
Yeah, and so when you're asleep and you're dreaming,
I dream in Portuguese.
You dream in Portuguese?
Yeah, because that's my first language.
That's great. That's
even to say something in English, I got to think first in Portuguese.
Is that right? Still?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Still.
How long do you think it's going to take before you're thinking in English?
Maybe I'll say 2 more years.
Yeah.
It will be gone.
I think it's fascinating that somewhere in our brain cells, you know, if you look at a picture of a brain, how does it store all these different words for the same thing?
I don't get it.
And these whole systems, I'm just constantly amazed that we can speak multiple languages.
Yeah.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Mambo, who is also named Domingos Mambo, but goes by Mambo. As a child, he dreamed of becoming a professional soccer player, but after arriving in the U.S. in 2015, he revised his dream and goals and now studies business management at Southern Maine Community College. Mambo, what did you learn from soccer that's been helpful to you as a student and maybe possibly even as a future businessman? Are there lessons from the soccer field you take with you?
Yeah, I did. Working group. Good communication, working with partner, those kind of stuff will help me to run my own business. And soccer means a lot to me, because soccer, it helped me a lot. Like, when I have problems, like, we had, back in my country, we had family problems that I had to go live with my grandmom, and I was going through my worst time, and soccer was one of the things that helped me to overcome it.
Because when you get out there,
yeah,
you know what to do.
When I'm on the field, I forget about everything.
Because you're so focused.
Yeah, I'm focused on the ball.
Mm-hmm. And you're a striker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it means a lot to me.
Yeah. And you have all that experience then. I mean, you must have played soccer for thousands and thousands of hours so far in your life.
Yeah.
So you know when it's hard, you can keep going. Yeah. And you had said to me earlier that you also learned to never give up from playing soccer.
Yeah, but now I'm living in America, and soccer is not that much important in America.
But never giving up is still important.
Yeah, I keep trying.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I keep trying.
It's amazing what happens when you do that. You're seeing it already. You know, somehow you're in college in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's you trying every day.
Yeah, I keep trying.
Yeah. So you commented to me the other day about how busy everyone is here. And I wondered if you could compare your life in your hometown of Luanda, Angola, to life here in Portland, Maine, so we can understand what you mean. I think everyone, this is just our normal. What does life look like there? How is it slower or more comfortable?
Life over there is boring. To be honest, over there, we don't have enough job. There's thousands of people. They don't work. They don't have anything to do. They wake up in the morning. They have nothing to do. And it's different to America, because in America, everyone is busy. Everyone is working. Everyone go to school. You go to school, after school you gotta go to work. Or you go to work, after work you gotta go to school. But in my country, it's not like that. If you go to school, you don't work. But there's some people that work, but to work in my country, you gotta have someone to introduce you.
To an employer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't have it, there's nothing you can do.
So when people aren't working all day long, what are they doing?
We have different kind of job. Some people, like, they do business. Most of the people, they do business. In the market, selling stuff, like TV. And some people, they sell clothes, shoes. Yeah. That's what they do. But the only job that we have back there is the good one is petrol.
Petrol, like gas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that we have.
And Angola has a number of international gas companies, yeah. Petrol yeah. companies that work there. So those are the big jobs, right?
Yeah, that's the most big one that we have.
Mm-hmm. And what did your dad like to do for work?
He's a businessman.
Uh-huh. Buying and selling with China?
Buying stuff. Yeah, buying stuff from China. He goes to sell back in my country. Yeah, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. And then in the city, where does the food come from? Do people bring that from outside the city, or do people have small gardens in the city?
The city where I'm from, stuff come from outside, like out of the country.
Out of the country?
Yeah.
Or in the countryside?
Or in the countryside.
Uh-huh. So people bring their vegetables
in
them.
Yeah, bring their vegetable, yeah.
In the markets. Is stuff cheaper there? Is it easier to live there in some ways?
Mm, Yeah, it is more easy. The stuff is cheap. With $10, you're good.
What would you buy? Say I gave you $10 today on the streets of Luanda. What would you go buy and do with your $10?
I mean, $10, by the time that I was there, it was like $10,000 in my country.
What?
$10, $10,000.
And what could you buy with that money?
Wow, a lot of stuff. You can buy a lot of food. Like, you can buy, how can I say, rice, chicken, whatever you want. You can buy a lot of food, like, to eat for a month.
Oh, for a month?
Yeah.
Must be surprising to buy a sandwich here and have it cost $10.
Yeah, $10 is a lot of money in my country.
Yeah. So do you end up sending some money home?
I do.
That's really cool. I think that's really a common practice, isn't it? Yeah. So you talked about the way people would play together as kids in your home country of Angola. I wonder if you could describe that, because here it's pretty exciting for me when I see a few kids out just playing in their yards. I hardly see kids outside anymore, but you had free reign. What was life like as a kid?
I mean, I used to be more happy back in my country, because over there, you're free to do whatever you want. We used to play with friends when it's raining, on the rain, running, playing soccer. We used to have more fun. And everything was good.
Yeah.
We were not rich and not poor.
Yes, if your needs are met, then you have a chance to have these relationships.
Yeah.
Which make us so connected and human.
But the bad thing about it, most of my friends that I grew up with, we don't talk anymore.
Why is that?
By the time they test me on Facebook, I might be sleeping or might be at work. So by the time I'm going to answer them back, it won't be online anymore. So that's kind of difficult. You know, the time.
The time change is huge.
Yeah.
It's a 17-hour flight from here.
Yeah.
Right. So it's tough to stay connected to your friends from there.
Yeah. Some of them, they'd be like, oh, since you went to America, you don't talk to us anymore. I keep telling them, you guys don't know how life looks like in America.
Yeah, what do they think it looks like?
They think life's easy in America. You just go there, you get rich.
Where do they get that idea from?
I don't know, from other people, man. They think money grows on a tree.
Oh, really? I want one of those trees.
Which is not. In America, you gotta work.
At 'cause 1 a.m, packing lobsters for China.
You got a bill every week. They don't understand it. No. I have to wake up 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to go to work to start parking. I have to stand like 8-7 hours. After that, go home, take shower, go to school. From 9 to 4. That's not easy.
No. It throws off your natural body rhythm, too, to have to work at night and sleep in the afternoon.
I mean, when you have a bill, you have no choice. Yeah, because you got to pay the bills. If you don't pay, I have to pay my rent. If I don't pay, I'm going to stay outside.
And how do your parents feel about you being here? Are they proud of you doing this? I mean, you're so responsible to work nights and go to school days and your bills.
They're really happy. They see me as an example for my little brothers.
Because you're the oldest child.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Yeah, so a lot of people are watching you.
Yeah.
And they see this as a success.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to go out in the world on your own. Learn a new language, figure out the bills.
It's not easy. No. I was 18 on that time. Now I'm 22.
Are there a significant number of students in the high school who come alone?
There's a lot.
Still high school students?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people.
Yes, and I think that students that age really benefit from having mentors in the community. And it sounds like your teachers were that. But do you have other mentors in the community now that you're away from the high school?
I had one back in high school. Just I changed my phone number so we don't communicate anymore.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes, but sometimes that can really help you find the resources and hook up with the
services.
Yeah,
he used to help me a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
That's cool. How did you meet your mentor?
In school, when you're struggling in the class, they find a mentor for you.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to stay after school for at least 30 minutes or an hour with the mentor.
And they come to the school?
Yeah, they come to school.
Mm-hmm. Where did your mentor work?
I don't really remember.
Maybe he didn't.
It was in 2016.
Uh-huh.
So
you were just new and
he
was helping you figure out things.
He helped me a lot.
So recently, in a really surprising tragedy, your friend Mardo died suddenly at the age of 19. Can you tell us about him and why you liked being with him?
I mean, Mardo is one of my best friend's little brother. So when I got here, they were one of the first people that I met. So I had a good relationship with them. And we were already as a family. And
is he also Angolan?
Yeah, he's from Angola too. And when I heard that he died, so it really shocked me. I was really sad because it was already my brother. So he was a funny guy. He used to like to make joke of people. Like every single day when we sad, he make us laugh all the time. It was really, really funny.
That's a gift to everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
You lighten up the situation.
Like, really,
people must
really
miss him
funny
terribly.
Guy. I mean, that was crazy. I was with him on Saturday. On Saturday, I was with him. I went home. On Sunday, I didn't go to them house. On Monday, I got a call that he died. That was really, really shocking. Because he wasn't sick. He went to work. He used to work on IDEX, night shift. His shift, I think, started from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. After that, he asked his supervisor if he could do more, like 2 more hours overtime. And on those 2 hours, he just fell down the floor and he was gone.
Mm. I'm so sad for the loss of your friend. You know, you come and you create your own family here.
Yeah.
Away from your other family, and this tragedy happens.
We never expect things like that.
You don't. No, you can't expect something like that from a healthy 19-year-old or seemingly healthy, and then just such a sudden death. In Angola, how would people have recognized his life, or how would you celebrate a death in the community there, and how is that different here?
He is more organized, that's for sure. Over there, we do it outside. Yeah, that's the difference.
And what would people do? How many people? Would everyone come?
I mean, everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And what would you do outside?
I mean, expose the body.
Mm-hmm.
Then play music. Some people, they cook. Some people, they don't. Then we cry.
Yeah. And support one another, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all.
Were you surprised by any of the rituals that happen around here, around death and burial?
I mean, no, I wasn't.
I'm often caught off guard when there are people in suits kind of in the back of the room supervising. It feels distant to me, and I imagine that might be different.
I mean, I wasn't believing when I saw him in the casket. Mm-hmm. I wasn't believing. Even until today, I don't believe it that he died. It seemed like he went to vacation.
Yeah, he was such a young, bright life force. It's hard to imagine he's not here. Yeah. Well, in a way of recognizing his life, at the end, I think we're going to play a song to Mardo. But first, I want to say thank you. You have left your family and friends in Angola, and you've courageously met new friends and mentors here in the state of Maine. I wish you luck on creating your own charity and your own business, and I know you'll rise to the top. I have no doubt that you will work hard and make your family very proud of you, as you already have proven. And so thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Mambo has selected to honor his late friend, Mardo. Can you tell us why you selected this song for him?
Because the title already says everything, see you again. So which means I'll see him in another life.
Oh, nice. I hope you do. So this one is for Mardo. It's Wiz Khalifa singing See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.